My name is Avinoam Pat. I'm the Philip D. Feltman Professor of Modern Jewish History at the Maurice Greenberg Center for Judaic Studies at the University of Hartford and a JTS Fellow for 2015-2016. And this is a JTS Parsha commentary in honor of the 70th anniversary of the first Passover after liberation. Every Passover, as we read the Haggadah, we recite the line, in each and every generation, b'chol dor v'dor, a person is obligated to regard himself as though he actually left Egypt. As it says, you shall tell your son on that day, it is because of this that God took me out of Egypt. 70 years ago, in April 1946, on the first Passover marked in post-war Germany following the liberation of the concentration camps, the survivors, who gathered together to form the Sherit HaPleita, or the surviving remnant, felt this transition from slavery in a more immediate sense than any generation of the children of Israel in the 2,000 years that preceded them. At Pleichershof, a group of Zionist youth gathered on the agricultural training farm, or Kibbutz Hakshara, they had established and named Kibbutz Nili. There, they invited representatives from the United Nations Relief and Rehabilitation Administration, UNRWA, the Joint Distribution Committee, or JDC, members of the Jewish Agency delegation, representatives of the Central Committee of Liberated Jews, and local camp committee members to join them for their Passover Seder. This farm was not just any farm. It was the estate of Nazi anti-Semite Julius Streicher, publisher of the foremost Nazi propaganda paper, Der Stürmer, whose masthead read, Die Jiden seinen unser Unglück, the Jews are our misfortune. As Streicher awaited trial in nearby Nuremberg, this group of young Zionists set about transforming his estate into an agricultural training farm in preparation for what they hoped would be their future lives in Palestine. Photos from the time poignantly captured that first Seder. As they sat beneath portraits of Theodor Herzl, Chaim Weizmann, and two words on the wall, Mishe'abud le'geula, from slavery to redemption. Coverage in the DP press of the Hochland Farms Passover Seder noted, never have the words from the Haggadah, quote, shebechol dor vador omdim aleinu lechaloteinu, that in every generation they stand before us to eradicate us, had so much meaning. Even stronger, the DP newspaper noted, however, was the meaning of the words Hashata acha l'shana haba'a be'ara Yisrael. This year, we are still here. Next year, in the land of Israel. American Jewish chaplain Rabbi Abraham Klausner officiated at the first official Passover Seder in Munich, facilitating the publication of the Survivor's Haggadah, written by Yosef Dov Scheinson and printed by the military press with the insignia of the Third Army of the United States. In his preface to the Haggadah, Klausner noted the symbolism of Egypt and Germany for those American soldiers and relief workers who would attend the Seder, coming to, quote, the city of Munich, there to relate, as of old, the miracle of freedom. In their hearts, they felt very close to all that which was narrated. Pharaoh and Egypt gave way to Hitler and Germany. Pithom and Ramses faded beneath fresh memories of Buchenwald and Dachau, unquote. Klausner also did not fail to note the presence of the survivors who bore witness to the oppression of the modern-day pharaoh. As he wrote in the preface to the Haggadah, just beyond the sounds of the Seder, in the wreckage of the city, the former slave sat in company with his tantalizing memories and celebrated his first Passover since liberation. He fumbled his life-giving gift, trying as best he could to understand this miracle of freedom. It was not all that he had dreamed of. Now, More than ever, they understood what God had meant when he said to Moses, "They are my slaves, and they dare not be enslaved to slaves." These words now sounded a warning to the world at large, for in the slavery of a single human being, the world would find itself enslaved. As Klausner marked the first Passover since liberation, he noted the continuing distinction between liberation, achieved nearly a year earlier, and freedom, which continued to be denied the Jewish survivors. Likewise, Dr. Samuel Gringaus, a survivor from Lithuania who became one of the early leaders of the surviving Jewish population, also noted that Yitzias Nazism, the exodus from Nazism, was quite different from the exodus from Egypt. The survivors may have been liberated, but until they could realize their national future and live in their own land, they would not be free. The survivors' Haggadah also noted the irony of continued Jewish oppression and enslavement on the Festival of Freedom, perhaps nowhere more poignantly than in its updated version of Dayenu, which, after chronicling a long history of Jewish persecution, noted specifically, quote, "Had God given us Hitler but no ghettos, we would have been content. Had he given us ghettos but no gas chambers and crematoria, we would have been content. Had he given us gas chambers and crematoria, but our wives and children had not been tortured, we would have been content. Had our wives and children been tortured, but we had not been forced into hard bondage, we would have been content. Had we been forced into hard bondage, but not been made to die of hunger, we would have been content. Had we been made to die of hunger, but not of disease and torture, we would have been content." All the more so, the prayer concluded, since all these have befallen us, we must make aliyah, even if illegally, wipe out the galut, build the chosen land, and make a home for ourselves and our children for eternity. For much of the surviving remnant in post-war Germany, Zionism, as the last will and testament of a murdered European Jewry bequeathed by the dead to the living, was a solemn collective obligation. This year, as we mark Pesach in the year 5776, 70 years after Pesach in 5706, and we note almost daily the passing of the generation of survivors who did not have to imagine, but knew all too well the transition from slavery to freedom, let us recall the poignancy with which they reflected on the importance of L'shana haba'a b'Yerushalayim, next year in Jerusalem. This year we are slaves. Next year let us be free in our land. The journey through the wilderness may be long, but let us not take for granted what that state and that freedom means to those who experience slavery firsthand. Let us pray that next year Jerusalem will enjoy peace and security and freedom. And just like those youth gathered on Kibbutz Nili, let us recall the meaning of the acronym from the Book of Samuel, Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker, the eternal strength of Israel does not lie.